Hello and welcome to the week ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell. I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we'll be giving you a brief rundown on what to expect in the coming sessions and days in the market from what's scheduled. And this week, possibly giving you a little insight in what's not scheduled. That's clearly me referencing the geopolitical unrest and escalation of conflict that we've seen in the Middle East. That did hit markets hard on Friday, after Israel attacked nuclear facilities in Iran. Iran has since had several retaliatory attacks, and they're going back and forth with strikes across the Middle East. Sadly, there's been some deaths and obviously a lot of destruction. That saw massive moves in markets. Oil rallied over 7%. Gold also moved and stepped up into fresh ranges. That put about another 1.4% on the day. We are expecting more moves on the Monday open as well, due to the fact that escalation has continued over the weekend. So bear in mind, there could be some gapping on that Monday morning. Other events that happened last week, US inflation data, both CPI and PPI came out weaker than expected. That will affect what we've got coming up this week, which includes the Fed rate update. Although they're not expected to cut, we will be looking at what they say around that event. So without any further ado, plenty going on in the markets. And there's plenty on the calendar this week. No fewer than four major central banks are due to make rate announcements. And there's some key tier one data coming out as well. A couple of holidays just to throw into the mix and add to the liquidity issue. So, as always, I'll run through it on a day-by-day basis. So Monday, again, as I said, can't emphasise this enough. Expect some fairly sharp moves on the Monday morning opening in Asia. Liquidity, as always, is a little bit of an issue right on the open. Obviously, petro commodities, so oil, keep an eye on WTI, keep an eye on Brent, gold and the dollar in general. I think we'll see some moves. So FX will be a little bit whippy on that Monday morning open. Not really much on the cards, to be honest, on the macroeconomic calendar on Monday. We do have some key Chinese data midway through the Asian session. That's the big monthly Chinese data dump that we get. The main numbers we probably pay attention to would be industrial production, which is expected to show a 5.9% increase, down from 6.1 last time out, and retail sales coming in at 4.9, down from 5.1%. So kind of a little bit of a slowing in that Chinese economy, as has been expected, given recent updates with regard to tariffs, etc. Nothing scheduled in the European session, and just the Empire State Manufacturing Index in the New York session. So really expect those geopolitical concerns to really move markets on Monday. That will be the major influence, and of course could be during the rest of the week. Tuesday is a different story, though. We get the first central bank, major central bank of the week with its rate announcement. That is the Bank of Japan. As always, they do not tell us exactly when they're going to let the market know their update, usually around about lunchtime in Tokyo. We get, of course, the policy rate released at the same time as the monetary policy statement, followed by the press conference later on. But expect moves in the yen around that, and we very rarely get less than a big figure moving around. So plenty of opportunities in the yen on that. European markets open. We've got the German ZEW economic sentiment. That's expected to come in at 34.8. That's up from last time at 25.2. So some of these data points are winging around considerably at the moment. And we get the first tier one US data on Tuesday. That's retail sales numbers. So retail sales month on month expected to show a 0.6% decrease, which is down from last month's 0.1 month on month number. The core retail sales, which takes out a lot of the volatility, a little bit more secure, 0.2% increase, up from 0.1. So it's kind of conflicting stories there from those two numbers. Could be some moves in the dollar around that. Wednesday is a huge day for markets. Nothing much on the dance card for Asian markets, but early in the London session, we've got key UK data, inflation numbers, CPI. That year-on-year number expected to show a 3.3% increase. Now, it's actually down from last time's print of 3.5, but still obviously well above where the MPC would like to see it. And the US session should be massive on Wednesday. Part of the reason is because they're off on Thursday. So the weekly unemployment claims data, that normally comes out on Thursday, but it's due on Wednesday this week. Haven't got the expected number, but came out 248 last week. So another just increase in those US jobs claims. So a weakening in that jobs market, which could be something that we hear from the Fed later on that day. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem speaks, I think, in Newfoundland. Could be some moves in the loonie on the back of him. And we also get the crude oil inventory data out of the US. This is all early in that US session. And then towards the end of the New York day, that's when the big event comes, probably for the week. The Fed funds rate announcement. They are, of course, 99% expected to keep rates on hold, well documented across. But what we're looking at is what kind of forward guidance we get from Jerome Powell and friends. We get the economic projections, that's the dot plots. We get the statement, and then, of course, we have the press conference. So anything there. At the moment, the best chance priced in the market is maybe a rate cut coming in September, but that's still only just over 50% priced in. So keep an eye on that. We could see some big moves in the market if they change their minds, or give us a little bit of or pull those expectations in, which we could have got from last week's CPI and PPI prints were both weaker. Thursday, another big day in markets. Antipodean focus for the Asian session. First up, early in the day, GDP quarterly data out of New Zealand. That's expected to show a 0.7% increase. And then that attention skips over the Tasman to Australia with the employment data due out. Expected to see a 20,000 increase in employment with the unemployment rate staying steady at 4.1%. Any deviations, I should say, on those expectations, we'll see the Aussie move around fairly hard. Now, it's a big European session as well on Thursday. Two major central banks due to update us. Swiss National Bank, they will be making their policy rate decision. They are expected to cut again, taking us down to zero. So they have run that race and led that race of all the major central banks back down to zero. Press conference coming after, so expect plenty of moves in the franc on that. And then later in the day, about 3 hours later, we hear from the Bank of England. They are expected to hold rates 4.25%. But where we can get some moves in the pound and across UK markets will be on the votes that we get from those MPC members and, of course, from the monetary policy statement. Thursday, as I said earlier, bank holiday in the US. It's the Juneteenth holiday. We could see, bearing in mind what's going on in the market with regard to geopolitical uncertainty, with regard to what's going on in the Middle East and tariff updates that will come through the week as well, could be a whippy day on Thursday. Normally we'd be saying, okay, US is out, traders will be taking a bit of a breather, using it as a bit of an excuse to have a rest. Could be a bit nasty if things pick up because liquidity will be low and we could see some whippy moves in the market. So bear that in mind Thursday. Friday, it's a quieter day on the calendar, but still a few bits and bobs to come out. Chinese loan prime rate data due for an update. They're expected to keep both the 1 year and the 5 year steady at 3% and 3.5% respectively. Later in the day, more UK data, retail sales numbers, that's expected to show a 0.5% month-on-month drop. Now, bearing in mind that last number was a 1.2% increase. Like, again, we're seeing quite a lot of volatility in the data. That could translate to volatility in markets. And it is just after the London Open, but relative to Asia, we do hear from Bank of Japan Governor Kazuya Ueda, and that could see, once again, some punchy moves in the yen, especially coming after Tuesday's Bank of Japan rate update. We round out the week with that New York session. US markets will be back, but as always with these, a lot of the desks will take the opportunity to have a extra long weekend, so staffing might not quite be up to full levels, which could affect liquidity. Initial focus will be north of the border with Canada. Retail sales data out. Core retail sales expected to show a 0.2% decrease month on month. The retail sales headline figure, a 0.5% increase. So it seems to be a very current theme at the moment. Retail sales does seem to be a bit volatile. Understandable, I think, given the tariff situation across the world. We round out the week with the final US data. Philly Fed Manufacturing Index expected to come in minus 1.2. So overall, plenty going on, plenty, not necessarily so many moves expected from the central banks, but those updates could see massive volatility. But overall, I would expect, if I was a betting man, and I am, I would be saying that we're probably going to see geopolitics dictate most of the moves, but those underlying fundamentals will kick in, especially around central bank announcements. So good luck with your trading. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know. Thank you very much.